Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
It is Take Your Daughters and Sons to Work Day today, held on Thursday, on April 23rd, essentially, each and every year. When did they change it to that from just Take Your Kids to Work Day? Now it's Take Your Daughters and Sons to Work Day?
Yeah, wasn't I don't know.
Like back in the 90s, it was just Take Your Kid
take
to Work
your kid.
Day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be funny if you showed up at work today and somebody's there with their, like, 45-year-old son?
This is Chris.
You know what?
This is my son, Chris.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Hey, so I just learned how to use the copy machine.
He's all sitting at their desk coloring.
Oh. Dad, when's lunch?
Dad, I'm so bored.
It's very stepbrothers,
yes,
isn't it?
Totally.
Stepbrothers.
Dad, I need some money for the vending machine. That being said, my little peanuts here today.
Yay,
I wandered in with a random kid. Come here. Come say hi. Come
oh.
on. She's like, say hi to mom. Go, hi, mom.
Hi, Mom.
Oh.
Come here.
That's adorable.
Say Jeremy, Katie, Josh, Mix 100.
Jeremy, Katie, Josh, Mix 100.
Yeah!
Like you've done that before.
Yeah.
Good
it's so
job.
Funny. She was pulled out of bed this morning at like 3:30.
Oh.
And she's been sitting in the chair over there falling asleep.
I know.
She's like, I'm so tired. And I looked her in the face and I said, now you understand why Dad's so tired and grumpy every yeah. day at about 3-4 o'clock.
All the time.
This is why, honey.
Yeah.
Anyway, today's the day to encourage your kids to consider future goals and experiences through parents' work life. I will say, my buddy, I'm not going to say his name, but he works at Lockheed Martin.
Uh-huh.
And I guess they put on a banger of a Take Your Kid to Work Day.
Do
like, they? They like launch missiles and all sorts of stuff.
They send them up in a rocket.
Yeah, they go to space. They do all
wow.
sorts of stuff. So those kids have a lot of fun.
That's
and
neat.
My poor daughter's sitting here watching us play
I know.
Sound effects. And
you
stuff.
Can surf the internet over there if you want.
We have free Wi-Fi. There we go.
Oh, yeah.
They say if you work from home, you can still be observed through virtual activities or showing your kids what to do while you're at home, like watching Netflix and doing laundry. Did you ever bring Vanna to the radio station?
I had to bring her just because I couldn't find a babysitter, but it wasn't
every other Wednesday.
You know, exactly. Like she just came with me randomly because I had to bring her. So people mm-hmm. just got used to her being around the station, and kind of the same thing as she would just go surf the internet in a random room somewhere. And
it's kind of
you know,
cute
I'd
though. She's like the radio
done.
Mascot.
Yeah,
like, yeah,
yeah. Like, and she's grown up in this industry her whole life, so it's like this is just another place for
yeah.
her, right? So she just kind of yeah. fits into it. So.
And that's why I feel like, you know, my yeah. son was in here when he was in fifth grade, so she was like, hey, you know. It's my turn. Can I come in? I was like, yeah, because I think this is a very unique job.
And it is.
A pretty cool job, you know, instead of, I'm not going to say, because I know somebody will be working the job that I.
You'll get a text.
Yes,
bad mouth
exactly.
right now.
Exactly. But no, you're
right. Not sitting in a cube, let's
yeah.
say.
We take this for granted, I think, because we come in here every day. But it is very neat and yeah. very unique to be able to come in and do what we do. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
They say that you should allow your kids to sit in on meetings today or watch projects.
You don't want to do that. You don't. I promise you, meetings are
we
not
should have
your
Lila
jam.
Sit through the meeting.
Give them simple tasks, such as organizing files or testing products in the food industry.
Oh,
that's
no.
their example?
Oh, no.
I don't know about
here,
that one.
Eat this. See how it makes you feel.
If you get sick.
Why would that be the example? Organizing files, simple tasks, or testing products in the food industry. Does this taste rancid to you? Does this taste nasty?
Do you think it's gone bad?
Uh-huh. Okay, don't swallow it. Don't swallow it. So Katie's got this list that she's been dying to tell us about. It's the five cool girl pants.
Yes. Cool girl pants of the spring.
Oh, I'm dying to know about pants fashion right now.
I'm so excited to find out about this because pant fashion changes all the time. I don't know if you're aware of this, but like every 3 months, they change up the kind of pants we're supposed to wear. And you just hope that they choose in your favor.
Do you know what pants my wife just bought?
What?
I'm not sure about them yet. So it's pants. They're really like light and flowy, okay?
Yes.
And when your legs are like together and you're standing there, it looks like a skirt.
Uh-huh.
Like a dress, essentially. It goes down to ankle length and it's flowy and it's out. And then she's like, psych! And she And yeah. they're pants legs.
Yeah.
Is that on your
it
list?
It could be. So the couple, there's five cool girl pants that you need to look out for this next coming season, okay?
Such a funny title.
One of them is silky pants. So I don't know if that's what you're thinking.
I think I'd like
Aladdin kind of jasmine type of pants.
Yeah, I like
silky
that.
And, you know, like, so that kind of leans towards the looks like a dress, but then
could
they're
be.
Tapered ankle. So that's where maybe it doesn't. We also
that's
have.
That's generally how my pants are.
Okay. Yeah, the tapered
ankle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Barrel pants. Also are kind of like
thick.
That. No, that's kind of, again, the very, like, that I guess that would lend its way towards the Aladdin pants.
Those
more
sound
than
like
pants
that you pull up just underneath your boobies.
No.
Off your barrel
again,
tummy.
They're the barrel, so, like, they cinch at the bottom there. So they're, like, you know,
I
like
think
poofy.
A barrel man.
Yeah,
why
no, not barrel
in?
Man. I don't. Again, the pants are always so weird.
Okay. I
just
hope these up. What are they
go
called?
In your
barrel?
Favor. So we have silky pants and barrel pants are the two picks so far.
Right.
We also have.
Oh, yuck. I
okay.
hate the barrel
See,
pants.
I know the barrel
That's
pants.
A Billie Eilish pant.
You've yes. really got.
That's a Billie Eilish pant.
You've
got to
have the figure for the barrel pants.
That
you know
is,
what I mean?
I hate that because you don't know what you're getting.
You do all.
I mean, come on. Hey, you don't know on. What you're getting.
Well, not like the leggings. I tell you what, I don't like the leggings. The leggings,
big fan of the leggings,
not for me.
The yoga pants, you know what you're getting into.
Exactly, but
the
those are not
pants
in.
Is
barrel
like,
pants make you look bow-legged.
They do a little, yeah. So again, you have to have the figure for the barrel pants because it's the real small
you
waist
can
up
hide
on
your
top.
Figure in that. All right.
Okay, and then we also have track pants, which I'm a fan of.
Like,
so those are your Adidas sweat pants suit
those
things,
are big now,
right?
Yeah.
So you can wear track pants. Those will be in for this spring.
I like those.
Also, embellished jeans. So do you remember when we would have like flowers and complete sayings on
like
the back
bedazzled
of the
butts
jeans?
And stuff?
Bedazzled butts.
I'll
yes.
tell you, I had some of those.
You know
you
what?
I had the decorated
the
pockets.
Buckle jeans.
Oh yeah, I had
you
the decorated.
Had
oh, that
like,
was a thing.
Rhinestones.
Like when probably would have been like when Nick Nack and I were dating,
how
and that was
you
a
get
big
her?
Deal. Yeah, well, every dude was wearing those.
Rhinestone, Jeremy.
I don't think I had.
There was a certain type of dude that was wearing.
No.
No.
Mom, I swear everyone's
yes.
wearing these.
The bedazzled booty was a thing.
I didn't
and
have any rhinestones
back.
Or anything on it, but it was like embroidered and
yeah.
there was like
yeah.
a pattern to the pockets.
They're the buckle jeans. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
and it's very, it's been trendy and stayed trendy in country music fashion for
huge.
Forever.
Yeah. Huge.
So now that's kind of coming back for the spring look. And then my favorite. My absolute favorite kind of pants on this list are the capri pants.
Capris are back.
I'm a big fan
show
of the capri because you can show off your calves. Exactly.
Nick
and
Nick
so,
has strong calves.
Yes. Yeah. So
really good
if
calves.
If you've got some strong calves, guess what? We get to rock them out. So
yeah.
I'm very excited. I like the new
I
pants
love her calves.
Lists. I love it.
I do. Isn't that funny to say?
No. Calves.
Solid
you
calves.
You know what? Good calves are create a strong foundation
it's
for
a solid
your whole
base,
body. Like
you know?
They say that
good
if
heart
you're,
health.
It's good heart health.
When she's
health,
90,
like,
I'm not going to have to worry about her falling down a lot.
Exactly. She's going to have good balance.
She's
that's
like
very,
Popeye
very,
with her calves.
It's very important.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. So show off those calves, Nick
yeah.
Nack, because capris are in.
But
so.
If you get those barrel pants, I'm leaving you.
Here's your papers.
Get out of the house immediately. I don't even know who you are right now.